It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, and Countryside Feed as well. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Let's talk about the Week 1 victory over Washington County, 52-26, the final score. Your team really doing it on the ground. Got a big lead in the first half, but able to roll to the victory. I mean, it seems like probably pretty satisfied for the most part with how your team performed.
Yes and no. You know, it's always nice to start the season off with a victory, but collectively, I didn't think we played all that well. We were physical from the beginning, which I thought was important, and that was an improvement from how we started last season. But when you turn the ball over three times and one of them being a pick six, and you know, you really probably shouldn't be in a ball game, let alone win a ball game. But you know, we did enough good things, and like you mentioned, we were able to extend that lead going into halftime, which was good. I was a little disappointed, and I thought we took our foot off the gas a little bit in the second half, and probably didn't finish that game the way we needed to.
So when you talk about some of those things that need to be improved, when you watch film and you kind of break things down, how are you kind of implementing those improvements in practice this week?
You know, the good thing about, you know, the mistakes that were made, they're all very fixable mistakes, and Monday we addressed a lot of those, and you know, some of them were kind of major and some of them were minor, but like I said, they're all fixable, and all things that, you know, hopefully we see improvement in as the season progresses. So, you know, that's encouraging. And I told the guys, we got a long ways to go, but, you know, we're not all that far off at the same time. So very encouraging.
You know, it's hard, you know, at this level because, you know, you look at some publications after your win. I've seen Frankfurt kind of mentioned as a top team in your respective class. So obviously in 2021, you know, kids are going to see these kind of things. Is it hard as a coach to kind of keep their minds right, you know, keep them on the task at hand, you know, and just kind of keep the outside stuff away and all that stuff?
Oh, you know, like you said, it's in today's age that it's out there and people talk and kids are on social media. You know, so we talk about those things as a team and we, as a coaching staff, we try to spin it one way or another to try to find a way to, you know, to benefit our team and to motivate our guys. And, you know, with the run we had last year and some of the guys, you know, took a little offense to, you know, maybe us not being talked about with some of the others, especially in our league and in our district. And so, yeah, we use that as motivation any way we can. And like you said, the kids definitely notice.
Frankfurt gets Wetmore on Friday night for their Week 2 matchup. We'll preview Wetmore coming up next. By Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, and Countryside Feed as well. Well, obviously, moving on from the Week 1 victory against Washington County, you go to Wetmore on Friday nights. I had a chance to be at Wetmore's game in Week 1 against Valley Falls. You know, both teams got off to good starts, and then, you know, Valley Falls in the second half really able to establish, you know, the run game. And Wetmore even had a couple plays down the stretch where it made things a little more interesting than the score itself. But, you know, the early scouting report on Wetmore, what do you see from them, the challenges they could present?
You know, we've seen some film on them, and we actually saw them at a jamboree. And, you know, they'll fly around and they'll hit you. And, you know, they got three guys in the backfield that are very skilled and, you know, probably collectively one of their better, you know, skill set type groups that they've had in some time. And so what I've seen to this point in time, they're definitely making strides in the right, you know, right direction. And, you know, traveling over to Wetmore, we're definitely going to have to be ready to go because, you know, we got to understand the importance that this is, you know, our first district game, and it's as important as any other games that maybe some people may highlight more on the schedule, but this one's definitely important for us.
Yeah, of course. I mean, district games get going right out the gate, and obviously inside the league as well, so obviously a lot of talking points there for this matchup. Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, when you just talk about keys to the game this week, the improvements you want to see from your team, just overall, what do you want to see in some of the keys this week?
You know, obviously, I'd like us to take care of the ball better than we did against Washington County. You know, in the past, that's not something that we do, and so hopefully we can clean that up and then put, you know, four quarters together. We had really great moments in Week 1, and we had some not so good. So I just like to see a more consistent effort and a more consistent performance overall, and don't take Wetmore for lightly. You know, we got to understand that, you know, they're a much better and much improved team, and we're going to be ready for that challenge.
It's going to be Frankfurt at Wetmore on Friday night, as Coach mentioned, a district game and the first district game, of course, and then, of course, staying inside the TVL for week two as well. Always a challenge when you play a league opponent on the road. Our locker room chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed as well. Coach Anderson, appreciate it very much as always. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.